Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Lift yourself, man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
As always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We have things to get to. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
I don't know if I should interrupt this anthem or not.
You can talk.
So I'm assuming they won.
They're about to win. It's 3 minutes ago, and they're up enough. And have the ball, so we're good.
They have their balls.
They have the balls. They're holding on to their balls.
Okay. All right. As long as they're holding on to their balls.
And all the flags have been picked up, so that's good. So, yeah, here we are talking about Monday Night Raw. And there's a lot to digest on this show. One thing we're going to touch on tonight, but we're going to dive deeper into it on Thursday, is what we're going to start with. There was a clue that everyone clicked on with their little QR codes and brought you to a website. What did this website tell people, Lindsay?
It told them that who killed the world? You did, and to follow the white rabbit and feed your head. Which, there have been teasers playing at house shows featuring Jefferson Airplane's Feed Your Head, which, if you know anything about it, is basically about drugs, number one. But it references, it has very heavy allusions to Alice in Wonderland and the White Rabbit and Asking Alice. It also should note that the video said, come with me at the end. They've been playing White Rabbit at house show events under a red light. They did so again tonight off television with Red Lightning, probably because the song is licensed, and I'm sure they've licensed it. Like, I'm sure they've done that. But to make all the references to the song and everything, you would almost have to.
Well, to be fair, they don't have to because it hasn't been on television.
So eventually it will be.
Eventually it will be, possibly. We don't know for sure.
No, they wouldn't use it without licensing it. That's too much of a lawsuit to deal with, or a headache to deal with. You just license the song. I would be surprised if they hadn't. But unless they recorded their own, like, version of it, which that's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like it's the one by Jefferson Airplane. It sounds like it's their own version of it, because they cut the music out of it. That's the whole thing. Like, if you listen to it, like, you listen to the videos and you hear them, they don't have, it doesn't have the music behind it. But it could also be just the quality of the video too. But it, to me, it seems like they've recorded their own version of the song for some reason. We don't know what. We have no idea what it ties to. We're not going to go that deep into the conspiracy theories. I'm not going to break out the chalkboard. I'm not going to break out the string.
That's Thursday. We're going to.
That's Thursday.
We're going to make her pull out the chalkboard, and we're going to pull out the strings, and we're going to connect all the dots for him.
But it is being very heavily speculated to the point that the internet has pulled out the chalkboard and the string.
Yeah, and they know things. You should note that the teaser ended with 9/23/9/23. That's Friday. Is it him or just a new teaser at 9/23?
We don't know. But it's being heavily speculated that it is Bray Wyatt, that he is going to make his return ahead of Extreme Rules, or they could be teasing him for Extreme Rules. As we all have probably guessed and wondered and hoped, especially with Hunter making comments about him before the Clash at the Castle, that they've spoken and that potentially something's been worked out, but nobody knows. But the way that Hunter made it seem is that WWE is very open to him coming back if that's what he wants. But it's just a question of putting that on him to decide if that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. But again, that's what we'll talk about more Thursday.
I'm going to put this out there right now. Talk about it more Thursday. But as I keep saying, because somebody's trying to prod and needle with this, I'm not believing anything I see until he shows up on my TV. I'm not getting my hopes up that it's him until he walks out and he's on my TV. Because I have had my hopes dashed and crushed before, and I shall not go through that again. So it could be Ray Wyatt, it could be somebody else. We don't know.
But
that's the thing. We don't know because the first letters in Little Hangman game that you played were demon. Because everybody's like, it's the Bray Wyatt font, it's this, it's that. It's like, yes, it very much could be him, but it could be somebody else too.
And we'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Other things that happened on this show. Who knows, Lance? Who knows?
He would probably bring an iteration back, but I don't know if they would want to bring back the same character, just because he's not necessarily the type. Like, basically what they did is they killed the Fiend. So it would be, I'll just say it. This is how I want it done. This is how I want it. I basically want, because I have a theory, okay? Alexa Bliss left with the Fiend and we never saw him again. Never, ever, ever saw him again. She came out of a giant Jack in the Box and kidnapped the Fiend, like after she betrayed him. Never saw the Fiend again. My theory, and the way that I want it done, is that Bray, somebody fucks up, finds the Jack in the Box, and opens it, like Pandora's fucking box, and releases the Fiend. And that's how they explain that's where Bray Wyatt's been for a year or more at this point, is that he's been trapped inside this possessed Jack in the Box. And now he's free again. Because that's the easiest way, the most direct line, to explain everything. How eventually his hold slipped off of her. How, you know, the funhouse went away. How we never saw the Fiend again. How we've never seen anything from him again is because he was trapped in the box. And he couldn't get out until somebody let him out. Who that is, I don't know, but that's how I want it done. Like, somebody's digging through the archive, and they find it in the funhouse stuff. Like, you see Ramblin laying around, and you see the puppets all laying there, and somebody finds the Jack in the Box in the very bottom of a box, and they just bring it out, and they just set it out. And you just see, like, Abby's eyes flicker, because they lit up. You just see them flicker, and that's how it fucking starts. That's what I want. They won't do that. That's what I want.
So we'll talk more about that Thursday. Also on this show, the Brawling Brutes defeated the Street Profits ahead of their big title match this Friday night on SmackDown, where they go up against the Usos for the tag team titles. Good match.
It was a very good match. I'm looking forward to seeing more, honestly.
Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins battled for the United States Championship to open up Monday Night Raw. A really good match between the two. A Riddle entrance music and running down to a ring distracted Rollins enough for Lashley to hit a spear and retain the United States Championship.
Which was a really, really, really good way to keep Bobby strong.
Yeah.
And keep Seth strong. Like, that was a very well executed solution to what could be a problem for WWE in terms of booking Seth and Bobby, but I feel like they did a very admirable job with it.
Kevin Owens defeated Austin Theory in another good match between the two. You had a distraction from Johnny Gargano, who picked up the briefcase and went, ha ha, mine.
It should also be noted that this is where we got the Bray Wyatt teaser, was in this era.
It was right before this where Austin Theory was warming up backstage and you had a QR code on the locker.
And I shouldn't say Bray Wyatt because it's just a teaser for somebody, but we're all assuming it's Bray at this point. So
they were backstage afterwards and Johnny was stopped by Alpha Academy and Gable was taking issue with him costing their good friend Austin Theory the match. Said if you mess with Theory, you mess with the Alpha Academy. Kevin Owens showed up and if they mess with Gargano, then they're messing with him. Gable then challenged Gargano Owens to a tag match. Owens recalled Gable challenging him into a match in Toronto. He said he learned from that he loved kicking Gable's ass in Canada and then pointed out next week they're in Edmonton. We can have the match there. So the Panda Express will finally get to team up after all of these years. That's Gargano and Kevin Owens' indie tag team name, which they had shirts printed up. They sold out all the shirts, so if you had one, great. But Kevin missed the show, and it never happened.
Mm.
So, there you are on that one. There was Miz TV with Ciampa, and, well, Miz was very upset. It's Monroe's birthday. He was always looking around. There was a minion, and he kicked the crap out of one of them, thinking it was Dexter. He then challenged Dexter Lumis to come out and face him like a man. There was no Dexter. And as Miz is going off, you see the knife pop out through the ring, cuts the hole, pokes his head out. It is Dexter. Miz gets pulled down. Ciampa pulls him out. Ciampa then gets almost pulled down, but he escapes. You see the two of them stumble to the back as Lumis just stares at the two men.
Very well done. I like the visual of the giant, and I mean giant knife coming through the mat to cut through it. Like that was nice. Because normally they have the whole like pre-cut, and I don't know if it's with the lights and everything if they couldn't pull that off this time, but
because
yeah.
it was a different mat because they put the new mat, the black mat on the ring, so it could cut it. You know what I mean? Wasn't the usual gray mat that they use normally. So it was Finn Balor and Damian Priest taking on Riddle and Mysterio in a tag team match. Beforehand, they were all talking about what happened to Edge, and then Rhea talked about that Judgment Day is running Raw, and no one would stop them now that Dom is at their side, especially now that he's all man. Balor praised Dom for standing up to his father, and then Priest praised him for fighting Edge last week, and they're very proud of him. Dom, you know, thanked Rhea, and Balor and Priest played, you know, give a show of respect. He couldn't be prouder to be staying with his new family. And they needed a family portrait. They were looking to get the picture taken, which led to the tag team match between the two sides. Good match. Seth Rollins showed up, you know, to cause a little bit of distraction. Finn and Damian would end up getting the win.
Nice little assist there from Seth.
Seth and Riddle were backstage and had to be pulled apart. And Riddle finally got Seth Rollins to agree to a match. And it will be a pit fight at Extreme Rules. Or the fight pit at Extreme Rules.
Interesting.
So Judgment Day, meanwhile, we're celebrating backstage. And Dom's like, I might have to go check on my dad. And then they start to laugh. And they're going to go out and celebrate. Because he has a new mommy now. Rhea's like, and mommy knows best. Before they could, Finn spots someone. That would be AJ Styles. They haven't spoken in a while. It's been a while since we've seen AJ. They haven't talked since Baylor joined Judgment Day and turned his back on him. Baylor's like, I never turned my back on you. Because he would never do that. But because they're family, they're friends, just like, you know, they're dumb. And AJ wants no part of it. Finn thinks AJ's looking for a fight. And he's like, no, we're just boys. And you can always just join us. Can't wait to see Finn and AJ have a match. Should be a lot of fun. So there was that. And then it was about the ladies of Monday Night Raw. They were in Bayley's hometown. So it was a big celebration for Damage Control. They had a golf cart. Came down, they had a limo, they arrived in a limo, all these things. They had balloons all over the place and streamers, and she called herself the hometown hero and you know, said, you know, the Sharks can't win a title, so they're the only ones who can bring titles here.
Oh! Shots fired.
So they were doing all the things to poke at Bianca and Asuka and Alexa, and out came the three women. Belair said they would have to teach Damage Control some respect, and then, you know, we had some verbal battle quips between Alexa and Bayley. Bayley, you said, you look like your old self a little bit. And, you know, Bliss would like to torture Bayley some more, and this led to the heels, you know, Damage Control leaving, and Bayley went for an attack, but got dropped by Alexa Bliss, and this was right before Alexa challenged Bayley to a match.
You're looking like your old self.
Hmm.
Hmm. Which old self, I wonder?
I wonders what it could be. And then the ladies had a hell of a main event. Bayley and Alexa.
This was super duper good. Like, no complaints about this. Other than a rather mysterious flickering incident.
A flickering of a light?
A flickering of a light that seems like it was possibly a production error?
Or was it?
Or was someone maybe tapping their supernatural capabilities a little bit? Because as we know, Little Miss Bliss went and got therapy, but it couldn't. Maybe it's wearing off. Maybe a certain demonic influence is working its way back in.
I mean, sounds like it's possible, but we'll have to see.
We will have to see.
But Bayley would end up getting the win. You had, you know, a 3-on-1 beatdown afterwards because Asuka was taken out and Alexa was also taken out after the match. And Bayley challenged Bianca to a match at Extreme Rules. So she called her a shot for Extreme Rules.
We're all here for it. Do it.
Extreme Rules sounds like it's going to be a show.
They're going for it, man. Like, I don't think anybody's necessarily going to complain about Extreme Rules or how they're booking it so far, because they're booking it very, very well.
Can't wait to see it the next day. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Anyway, that was Raw. Good show tonight.
Very good show. We have some intrigue. We're having some viral marketing going down for WWE, where they're, you know, trying some things.
They are, in fact, trying some things. But that will do it for us here on the Raw Post Show, which is presented, as always, by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Thursday, we're back, and we're just going to go down that white rabbit hole.
Yep, we're just going to do it. We're going to break out the chalkboard. We're going to break out the chalk. We're going to break out the string. We're going to do the whole thing, y'all. So, if you want me to go full conspiracy theory, we'll go full conspiracy theory on Thursday night. Plus news notes. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, NBA 2K23, now available. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of Super Radio, SuperLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with friends around 10, 10:30, somewhere around there when we get our shit together, and we'll do some Fortnite for the new season, which means you can use credit card Rocket Soccer, Lin's M Word in the item shop because you buy the battle passes. Do the thing. Because we're epic partners. Back to that in a second. Sunday with WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Raider, we'll be back at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, it's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Okay, if you have that Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel. Click the purple rectangle button below the screen. And as just mentioned, you can use credit card RocketSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD. You can go check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linsward. You can also check out my YouTube channel, linsward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Linsward on the YouTubes.
This has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you on Thursday night as we go down the rabbit hole. And right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.